You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this, my dear, when you can't find a place to park. That's right. When you can't find a place to park, what do you do? This happened to me today, and the frustration of doing the circle, driving around in a circle, knowing that moment by moment, you're becoming later and later for your meeting. What are you going to do? There's no room. Like, there's no room in the inn. Like, you can't find a place to park. What do? Park in the middle of the street? Jump out? I did think about it. But I finally said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to park illegally, because there was a place that was like no parking, very, very clearly marked no parking. And I said, you know what? I'm going to park in this spot. I'm going in, I'm going to meet my friend at the meeting and let her know that I will be back and I will figure something out. Seems pretty simple, right? Well, not so much, because right in the middle of this whole situation of trying to find the place to park, parking illegally, not really knowing what to do, I was scheduled to do an 11:11 Live, which is a daily broadcast that I do on my Dr. Shannon page every day at 11:11. And so right in the middle of this, because it took me so long to find a place to park, which wasn't a place to park, but I parked there anyway because I was running out of time, I was like, okay, now I all of a sudden I'm meeting my friend. She's finishing up a meeting with another gentleman. She's got a little daughter there. I'd never met her little daughter before either. And I walk in, I was like, okay, I have to start an 11:11 in like 30 seconds. And again, I'm parked illegally. I didn't know what to do. So the gentleman that was finishing up the meeting said, hey, you can have my place to park. He said, I got a great place to park. It's right down in the corner. I'll walk you down there and show you, and you can go ahead and park there. So like, amazing, right? So I said to him, I was like, hey, I have to start doing, we'll do a walk and talk. I have to do a live. Would you like to jump on with me? This guy was such a great sport. He jumped on. We did a little live. It was only a few minutes, but we gave a little inspirational message of hope, and that was that. And next thing you know, I'm sitting in a beautiful parking spot, and he even took care of the parking. What a sweet gentleman. So all that to say this, what do you do when you can't find a place to park? You can drive in circles, like I was doing. You can drive in circles, like many of us do, hoping that something will open up, hoping that something will change, hoping that there will be an opportunity and an opening. Or we can pull over and park on our own terms, which is what I chose to do. And then, my dear, look for another way. Look for an opportunity. You know, this is the thing. I could have driven around all day and not found a place to park. Now, maybe I would have been at the right place at the right time as this guy was pulling out of his parking spot. But you know what? I was able to park on my own terms, take a deep breath, get grounded again, and look for another opportunity, look for another way. And I found it, and it was beautiful. And right in the middle, we got a very wonderful little inspirational message. And it was basically, what do you do when you can't find your destination? Or in this case, what do you do when you can't find a place to park? You know what? The first thing you do is you ask. You ask for help, and you do it by taking massive action. Like, I finally said, all right, this is the deal. I'm going to do what I'm going to do with what I have to do. And that was that. I took what I had, and I looked for an opportunity. I looked for another way, and it presented itself. So my dear, how does this apply to your life? Where are you driving in circles, hoping, praying, wishing, wondering that something will change when all you need to do is take action based on what you have, do it on your own terms, and at the same time be looking for an opportunity? And you still keep going. Like, I still did the 11:11. We were right on time, by the way. I don't even know how that happened. But you do this on your own terms, and you look for opportunities that you wouldn't have been able to see if you were driving around frustrated, stressed out, looking for another way. Take it into your own hands. Make a decision today. If you need to pull over, pull over. If you need to keep going, keep going. If you need to find a place to park, find a place to park. But stop doing the opposite and stop doing it over and over and over again. Do what you need to do. Do it on your terms and look for opportunities that you would not be able to see if you were doing all that other stuff. So I really hope this helps you today. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Simply ask that question for yourself. Where am I? Ask yourself, where am I driving in circles, looking for a place to park? Or where am I driving in circles, looking for fill in the blank, whatever it is. Take action today. Take action today, my dear. Take action with what you have, and a new opportunity will open up, I promise. But stop going in circles. I really hope this helps you today. I believe it will, and I thank you so much for being here. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.